Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Zurian Show. I hope that everybody's having a great day. Today is Friday, so for a lot of people, this is a super great day. Why? Because it's the last day of the work week. To be honest, I don't quite understand that, because I think you should be happy and joyful for every day that you get, and that every day above ground is a beautiful thing, because it's another day that you get to succeed and to work on your particular goals and dreams. But not everybody sees it the way I see it. Either way, today we are going to talk about a subject that I think a lot of people think about, but don't actually do the or take the proper steps to put into action to make their particular dream, goal, aspiration, whatever it is that you want to call it, come true. You, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot achieve what you cannot define. If you can't define what it is that you want, how do you know that you've got it? How do you know that you're on the right track? How do you know that you're even close to getting where you want to get, or if you're doing the things that you need to do to get you there, if you can't define those things and what they are? So today's show, we're going to talk about those things. Again, people, you cannot achieve a goal if you don't know what that goal is, if you don't know what it is that you're actually trying to accomplish. So we need to take control of ourselves and get an idea and a focused path to follow so that we can do the things that we need to do. So in order to realize your success, you must first find what success means to you. Once you have found your reason, you have more of an idea of what you need to do and what you need to put in motion to make that particular dream, want, need, or whatever it is that you're working on come true. Once you find a purpose in life, that is a very important thing. You need to have a purpose. You need to have a reason for why you want a particular thing and understand why you want that thing. It was once said that if your destiny was to be a street sweeper, then you should be the greatest street sweeper there ever was. You should sweep streets like no one has ever sweeped streets before. Why? You should become the Michelangelo of street sweeping. And that's because you need to find a goal, a purpose. Everybody has something that they are better at than anybody else on the world, okay? It seems to be a lot of people are really good or really trying to be good at being lazy, being self-centered, and being egotistical and all of those things. Or, you know, we've got a lot of people that seem to want to be right all the time and can't accept the fact that in your wrong, there's a learning process, and that those wrongs are lessons learned so that the next time that you have to deal with something, you won't be wrong. But I think a lot of us are missing the point. Again, you know, some of you ladies out there, you're looking for Mr. Right. Well, exactly what is Mr. Right? You know, I was listening to a thing not too long ago. They were talking about how men aren't men anymore. You know, now men are just a bit too feminine, and that real women don't want feminine men. And then on the other end of that, they were talking about how real women don't want men that are too bossy, too, you know, take charge. You know, they want certain things. Well, just listening to that, you know, that's a good example of people not really knowing what they want. You know, what's the balance in that? You know, what's a too soft man? What's a too hard man? You know, what's a too motivated person? You know, what's too strict? What's not too strict? You know, what's too lenient? Again, if you want to define something, you need to figure out what it is first that you want to define, what you want out of that particular thing, and how you can now move forward. Because if you can't define what you want, then again, you can't achieve it. Why can't you achieve it? Because you don't know what it is. You know, it becomes this constantly moving target. And a constantly moving target is a whole lot harder to hit than one that is stationary or that stands still. So, with that said, that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about trying to define and things that you can do to define what it is that you want. You say you want an education. Okay, great. What do you want that education to be in? What's your overall goal? What is the thing that you wake up in the morning dreaming that you can do over what it is that you're doing now? You need to define that. You need to find out exactly what it is. You get a lot of people that go to college. Well, a lot of kids that go to college have no idea what it is that they want to do. All they know is they want to go to college. And trust me, I understand that trying to pick a career for the rest of your life is a very daunting and challenging thing, you know, and we all have difficulty with it. Not all of us can grow up and decide that we want to be a doctor, and then at the end we still want to be a doctor. And then for a lot of us, we pick particular goals, patterns, things of that nature that we want to follow, and then we realize once we get into college, or we realize once we've actually completed college and go to that particular job, that that's not really the job that we wanted. That's not really going to give us the things that we need to satisfy ourselves and to feel fulfilled and to feel as though we've truly accomplished something, even though we have completed this particular task or goal. So we need to really find out what it is that we want to do. We need to look at life with our eyes open instead of looking at life with the blinders down or half the blinders on or the rose-colored glasses in front of our eyes. We need to find the things that we want to do and sit down and define how we want to get to those particular goals. Because 20 years from now, all right, you will sit back and you'll wonder why you didn't do the things that you said that you were going to do. You'll wonder why you didn't accomplish the goals that you wanted to accomplish and why you didn't succeed or set out to do the things that you always wanted to do. You know, when you have your midlife crisis, so to speak, you know, or you have your, you know, your time when you're feeling sorry for yourself because you haven't accomplished this and you haven't accomplished that. First off, please understand that that's natural. Most of us do not live our dreams. Most of us do not step outside of our comfort zones. Most of us do not take those chances. But please understand, as long as those chances aren't risking your life, they're worth it. And it's once you've done them, once you've tried them, at least you can look back and you can look fondly at the things that you've done and the things that you've accomplished, and also look at the things that you have not accomplished and understand that at least you gave it a shot. At least you gave it your all. I'm not talking about a half-hearted try. I'm talking about actually stepping forward and doing the things that you need to do. So throw off the bottom line and sail away, all right? Safe harbors don't really exist. There is no such thing as safety anymore, all right? The trade winds will take your sails wherever it is that you want to go as long as you have the rudder in the water that's going to actually guide the boat in the direction that you need to go. Because guess what? The same wind that blows on happy people blows on sad people. The same wind that blows on rich people blows on poor people. The same wind that blows on sick people blows on healthy people. The same wind that brought one woman her happiness and a man or her significant other, or one man his wife or his significant other, is the same wind that blows on us all. Then that means that the same opportunity that was afforded to Oprah Winfrey is afforded to you. That means the same wind that was given to Jim Rohn, the same wind that was given to John Maxwell, the same wind that was given to, I said before, Oprah Winfrey, or any of those other people, is the same wind that blows on you. All right? Please look up in the sky right now. Right now you see clouds, all right, if it's daytime. If it's not daytime, there's still clouds up there. Understand that 10 days ago, those clouds were probably in an entirely different country. They were in an entirely different place. However, those are the same clouds, all right, that you looked up at. That sky is the same sky that millions of others that have found success, that have found happiness, that have found glory, that have found the things that they truly dream of and desire. That same sky that's above their heads has also been above your heads, and that same night sky and those same stars. So, who is truly in control of your destiny, and who can define what you are and who you are? Only you. However, please understand that that same opportunity falls upon us all. Okay, first thing, let's look at it this way. What is it that you want? We need to decide what it is that we want, and then we need to start moving forward to finding that thing that we want. All right? We need to come up with a precise and deliberate plan on how we are going to accomplish what it is that we want once we've found out and realized what it is that we want. Sometimes trying to find what you want is as simple as trying it out. All right? Not signing up for the lifetime course, you know, volunteer to take a particular class. go and help somebody that works in that particular field. Find some people that already do it. Talk to them. Interact with them. Understand that for a lot of people, what they do is more than money. All right? It's something that they love. It's something that they find as a passion. Don't look at something and only look at the makeup part of it. Don't look at the dressing. Look at what it actually is and then what it can do for you and how you can use that to do what you need to do for yourself. All right, from there, you need to really decide, do you really want to do this? You've defined what you want to do. Now, do you really want to do it? Again, that's going back out and reaching out to different people, all right, reading books about it, watching shows about it, trying to find out other information, Google it, Yahoo it, you know, talk to people on Facebook that may be in that particular area, you know, find a grouping, you know, be it that it's a group that does volunteer work or a group that stresses that particular area and try to find out more about it and make sure that it's about you. Again, don't go into something just for the money. Go into it because it's going to give something to you, not only on the outside, but also on the inside. All right? You hear a lot of people that say, go with God. If God is what motivates you, then go with God and do the things that you need to do. But don't just take one person's word for it. Don't just take two people's word for it. Talk to as many people as you possibly can so that you can get a better understanding of what that thing is that you think you want to do. What defines that thing and how that thing can help define you? And does it fit you? Does it fit your character? Does it fit your makeup? All right, you get some people that want to be a cook. Well, if you want to be a cook and you got to get up at 0:30 in the morning and you don't like getting up in the morning, there might be a little bit of a problem with you being a cook that works in the morning. You know, we need to understand. If you don't like to exercise, okay, you being a personal trainer might not be the best task for you. Why? Because you can't set a good example for the people that you're going to train, at least if you're going to actually physically go out and train those people. So we need to decide is what we really have defined that we want to do is really something that we really want to do. So you have to really give this some thought, and you have to think this out. You have to try to think this out not only from the beginning but from the end. Think out all of the processes that need to happen. Is there certifications that need to happen? Are you ready for those certifications? Do you have the funds to pay for the course if it's a course type of deal? Are you willing to do the things necessary so that you can do this thing that you say you truly want to do? You've defined your purpose. Now, do you really want to do it? All right. Now, are you going to get that what you want? Okay. Are you going to get what you want? I don't know. If you defined your purpose, if you looked at it with open eyes, you've taken the rose-colored glasses off, you've taken the blinders off, you've stopped listening to all the good things, and you've also evaluated some of the drawbacks or some of the bad things. Perfect example, if you want to be a lawyer or a doctor, there's a certain amount of schooling required. Can you write well? You know, how good are you at doing studying? How good are you at problem solving? You know, all of these different things are things that you need to think of when you go to step into this realm. Are there any jobs in that area? Here's another thing that a lot of people do when they're looking to define a particular goal or something that they want to do. Okay, you found what you want to do. You believe that you want to do it. However, you get out there and there's 20 billion people that want to do the same exact thing. Well, maybe if you had reevaluated a little bit more, you could do something that's along the same vein as what you want to do that would give you the same fulfillment. But when you finished your studies or finished working towards that particular goal, now there would actually be a space for you. All right? For me, my number one thing for most people is I tell people to take the entrepreneurial path, because as long as you're working for somebody else, you're working for somebody else's dreams. But if you're a person of service and you're providing a great service, eventually, not today, not tomorrow, but someday in the tomorrows, you're going to find somebody that appreciates what you do and appreciates your determination, your vigor, and your spirit for doing that thing. And because you love it and because it's you, it's something that you're going to do, and you're going to do not only well but correct. Okay, once you're sure, now it's time for you again to take that action. It's time for you to step forward and start working on the things that you need to do to put yourself in place. Also, please understand that while you're working to get the requirements done, while you're working to get whatever other things that you need to get done, please also understand that there's a little bit more than some book study that's going to be required here. And when I say that, what I mean is that if you can start to affiliate with people that are doing the things that you're doing, what will happen is that when you're in the position to actually join those people, you will have started to create a community of people that are already of like minds, that already know some of your abilities and know that you now have a place where you can now ply your wares, so to speak, you know, because you've stepped out there, you've started dealing with people that are already doing this particular industry or dealing with this thing that you want to deal with. And what happens is that now you're creating a pool of people that now you can tap on because you've created a rapport with them, and because you've created relationships with them, and because now they have an idea what your talents are, what your skills are, what your abilities are. You now have people that will probably be more apt to work with you or more apt to help you if you're looking for a job or even if you're looking into the entrepreneurial field. If somebody knows that you do something well and you've got all of the documentation behind you, all right, you've got all of the knowledge behind you, your chances of getting in with them is going to be a whole lot better than if you were out there studying, and then all of a sudden just popped up on the scene like everybody else. And sometimes that requires some giving of you, some volunteering on your part, you know, some doing some stuff where you're not getting paid, but you're getting the opportunity to display your particular skills, your particular gifts. You're getting the opportunity to demonstrate to people who can help you reach your goals that you have the ability, the tenacity, and the spirit to actually do it. So that's part of us trying to go ahead and get ourselves in gear. All right, you found what you want to do. You've defined your particular goal. You've defined how you want to, what you want to achieve. You're now out there. You're doing, getting the education or getting the knowledge that you're getting. And if it's something where you need book knowledge or certifications, you're starting to put the things in place so that you get the checks in the box. All right, now we need to, again, go to that interaction with other people, you know, other groups that do what you're looking to do, other groups that have knowledge in that area. You'll constantly hear me talking about you finding a mentor. You finding a mentor is somebody that can guide you along that treacherous path. It's somebody that can tell you there's a hole here, there's a crack here, there's a bench in front of you. You need to step over this, you need to step under that. That mentor can be your guide, and you don't just have to have one mentor either. You can have several mentors, all right? You can be part of a group where you may have, you know, a group of people that do that particular thing that you're interested in and can guide you and lead you and put you in the correct path, put you in the correct circle, you know, give you the information that you need so that you can, again, without having to go through all of the slings and arrows that somebody that doesn't have those things in place has to go through, that you now do not have to go through. All right, now remember, too, here's the other thing about this whole thing. As you move forward, there's going to be things that get in your way. As you move forward, there's going to be, as I always say, the naysayers and the praisers. There's going to be the people that legitimately mean you good, and there's going to be the people that legitimately don't really give a rat's tail whether you succeed or not. You need to identify them. However, even after you've identified them, treat everybody with respect, treat everybody the correct way, and do the things that, and professionally, and do what you need to do to move yourself forward. Also remember, when you go out to meet these particular groups, these particular people, these particular interactions, most people don't care about you until they know how much you care about them. So during this whole thing, if you're not a people person, you're going to have some obstacles. But what you need to try to do or consider doing is understand that each time that you work with somebody, even though they're helping you, you need to be thinking and trying to figure out ways that you can help them, ways that you can be an asset to them, ways that you can instill yourself without being a kiss butt, all right, and being honest to yourself, your values, and your principles on how you can move yourself forward to get the things that you really want to get to. All right? If you really want to achieve a thing, you have to define what that thing is. Once you've defined what that thing is, you need to start taking the processes to move you forward. All right? You need to start taking the processes to get you where you want to be. All right? I constantly hear people talk about they want to do a certain thing, but when you ask that person to do something extra, or you ask that person to do something that may not be, I don't know, necessarily in their job description, that's kind of the answer you get back. I'm not getting paid for that. That's not in my job description. If you have that type of mentality, people, throw it out. It will not serve you, okay? And please understand that a lot of times you're going to do things and you're not going to get paid for it, and you're probably not going to get appreciated for it. And that's why you need to find another way to get paid for it. You need to find another way to get appreciated for it. And one of those ways that you will do this is by understanding that you're not going to get paid for everything, and take everything with a positive attitude and as a learning experience, something that's going to move you a little closer, because none of us ever know who's the person that's going to help us. None of us ever know who's the person that's going to be in our corner or could help us at any time. And for all of you people that do that job jumping thing because you're chasing money, understand that it's not serving you. If you're not getting experience from it, it's not serving you. When you look at a resume and you see somebody that's jumping all over the place, you wonder, why did they leave? They're going to give you some flowery reason. However, if you've left too many jobs too soon, most people are going to automatically think the negative. It may not be any negative, but that's what they're going to think. So you need to put yourself in a position where you're going to get the most out of whatever it is that you're doing. And the most bang for your buck isn't necessarily the most dollars in return for services. Again, just wanted to really touch on that part about, you know, it's not in my job description, because I hear it all the time. And understand that when you say that to somebody, in their minds, they're like, okay, I won't ask you again. Well, they won't ask you again for that, and they probably won't ask you again for anything else. So if you can be of service, if you can help people, help people. All right? Don't always look for something. All right? Don't always look to try to get something out of it. If you think about it, every experience that you have, you're getting something out of it. It just depends on what you're willing to take away from that interaction. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that said, I think that pretty much covers it. We need to define our goals. We need to then pick a plan on how we're going to achieve said goal. We then need to work on that plan. While we're working on that plan, we need to be pleasant, we need to be sociable, we need to do the things that we need to do while we do the check in the boxes. And in that time, we need to network, we need to interact with other people in a positive way so that even if we never see them again, they remember us. You may not remember them, but they remember you. If you can remember them, remember them. All right? There was a gentleman that was a memory coach. He said he did silly things to remember people. You know, if a guy's last name was Screw, he would think of the guy with a screw in his head and then think of something funny. It's kind of violent, but it's also something that may make you think that this guy's last name is Screw, all right? Or Hammer. Think of somebody with a hammer sticking out of their nose. Okay, his name is Hammer. Why has he got a hammer? He's, oh, that's Mr. Hammer. Whatever it is that'll work for you. Again, all of you people that have these negative attitudes, throw them out. They're not serving you. All of you people that are just in it for you, understand that people are going to see through that facade. And eventually, they're going to stop dealing with you because they're realizing that it's all about you. And it's not really about what you say it's about. Because the truth will always come forward and it will always come out. So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your time, your patience, and all of the above. Everybody have a great day. Have a great life, have a great year, all of the above. Thank you very much, and this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I'm going to say take care. Farewell.